missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
04 Economic Research. You might have heard me talk to the CEO of Sun International, reflecting on the company's numbers and the starlight performance, really, that we saw from SunBet, really focusing on the growth that they've witnessed when it comes to online betting and the performance of their casinos. And that the next time you drive past the Maslow, Times Square, and even the likes of Sun City, that you recognize that those are just a few of their assets that fall under their umbrella. Well, tonight we touch base with the CEO yet again, but with sad news. Anthony Leeming, CEO of Sun International, set to take early retirement December in 2025. Mr. Leeming, I thought we still had a lot to discuss in the months to come.
good evening to listeners. Absolutely. I think I'll still be around a little bit, but I think the reins will be handed over on 1 July, so probably won't do any more interviews.
Yeah. Well, we will look forward to seeing how the reins do get handed over, but I'm glad that you availed yourself to speak to us tonight, because boy, oh boy, have you had a formidable career, 26 years at Sun International. And maybe let's just take some time to reflect on the most recent years after you took over the helm in 2017, because since then you've certainly had to realign and restructure the organization and also allocate capital to growth.
Yeah, we've been through many challenges, and I think the business had to transform itself and look really hard internally as well as what's happening in the external markets. So when I took over, we had just completed Times Square, we had the LATAM operations, and we were quite heavily indebted, I think over $14 billion in debt. Today, we're down to about $5.1 billion. And just as we started to get the balance sheet right, we had COVID. And as we all know, the history of COVID, it was a horrendous time for the hospitality industry. Closed operations, and again we had to start and rebuild the business from looking internally first and structure some operations, close some operations, and pivot the business to focus a little bit on the online as well. And that's been quite a big turnaround. We've had to use our assets at places like Sun City. We've turned around, and using these assets in the portfolio of casinos we have, we've managed to gain really good traction in the online space, and I think still a long runway for growth there for the business.
Let's talk about Sun City for a moment. I'm only doing this selfishly because I was there this past week for a conference in state for the weekend. And when I saw Lifika, the self-catering accommodation, it reminded me of a time when we spoke about the investment that you would make in the asset and really positioning it for growth overall. And I'm keen just to understand, the next time we as consumers get to interface and interact with many of your hotels, sceneries, accommodation and properties, really, what nuances do we need to be cognizant of that you've established to essentially make our experience more fruitful?
Yeah, I think over many years, I think some of our assets, in particular places like Sun City, given its age, didn't quite perform, and I think it was a lack of investment. So even just before my time, we had started spending on the hotels and the main, the entertainment center, what we call it now, Sun Central, and we had to invest. I think you start noticing the customer experience starts declining, the assets are not in the right state. It becomes a problem, and it becomes a longer-term problem. So reinvesting the business has been one of our focus, and making sure we maintain and look after, because at the end of the day, if the customers are not experiencing it, they're not coming back. And that's just the self-fulfilling prophecy. You'll end up in a lot of trouble. So over the years, we've recently, we did the Palace just before COVID and then had to just continue after COVID. We've obviously done we're doing the Reserve Vacation Club. We built the Fika, and now we're about to be refurbing the main hotel as well and doing the whole pool area, breakfast area, which is in badly in need of a refurbishment. And I think the property is looking great. So I think when assets start decaying, your business starts declining. So I think investing in your properties, looking after your people, and ultimately I think the business will thrive, especially places like Sun City, which have become very, very popular again.
Let's talk gaming as well as the betting side of the business. When we last spoke, literally a week ago, this was really an area of significant growth for you in the last financial year, and I assume still one that's well positioned for growth. And in the last few days, I've also been hearing, very interesting dynamics and rhetorics around how we need to, manage both the growth but the responsibility of online gaming in South Africa. Help us just understand, as we look at this particular lever that will likely still be a significant contributor of growth for your business, how we need to manage the dynamic of responsibility and maybe even enhanced regulation in that space.
Obviously, the online gaming has really exploded post-COVID, and obviously it's partly due to being online and partly due to deregulation of product with slot games and table games being allowed. It's now almost twice the size, or it's greater than twice the size of the casino market. And I think it's probably been allowed to flourish a bit too easily. I think responsible gaming is critical. And as operators, we are taking the lead. We certainly think we need to be responsible. This is not about trying to take people's lost money. It's about really having long-term clients that want to stay with us and play with us, have fun, and not spend all their money. So ultimately, we're implementing tools that, first of all, that people can self-manage their own habits. And secondly, that we can actually start monitoring where we start seeing problem areas, and we can give warnings and also curtail people's spend to really help them protect themselves. And I think it's critical the industry does more.
Definitely. We look forward to that growth as well as ongoing development. But Mr. Leeming, you are also quite young. 54, I think you have many years to continue to contribute ahead of you. And as you've mentioned, whilst you're still around for some time and will be handing over the baton to your successor, Ulrich, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. I'm keen to understand why now? Why leave now?
I'm actually 55, 1 year older. No, I think I've had a very good time at Sun International. It's been an amazing company to work for, amazing people. So I think I've had a great 8 years, and I do believe it's time. The business is in great shape. Our growth is going to be in the online space, and hence someone with all this experience is really quite key to the business moving forward. So I do think, I've always wanted to probably retire earlier, do some other things. No plans yet. And I think fortunately I'm in that position that I can, and just very thankful for the years that Sun International gave me and gave me the privilege of leading the business. So very happy with what I've done in my career so far, and look forward to new adventures. Nothing yet finalized, but certainly there's going to be a lot of new ventures on the horizon that I'm certainly looking forward to.
Well, we won't be surprised if you decide to take some time off at one of your properties in December, right? The Maslow, Sun City. we'll be excited.
I think I need to get away from Sun International for a little while. But yes, certainly, I think they're all fantastic places. And I know I'll be there. I'll be a customer in the future.
100%, definitely. Before we close off, Mr. Leeming, and of course, it's been an amazing pleasure to speak to you over the years, discussing the numbers, the strategy, the growth going forward. And we'll hopefully touch base again one more time before you leave. But I'm just keen for you to reflect as a South African business leader, captain of industry. When you take a look at the caliber of leadership that's required in business in South Africa, maybe you can just share your thoughts in terms of the level of resilience, but also innovation and agility that's required. I ask this because if we look at the geopolitical environment right now, even the macroeconomic factors, and just trying to ensure that businesses not only remain profitable, but also create an impact in a community like we have in South Africa, I can imagine that there's some interesting trade-offs, but more so some innovative thinking that often needs to come to the table. I've said a lot, but essentially your reflections on leadership that's required in South African business to really be resilient.
Absolutely. I think that South Africa is a very tough environment. We know we have a huge number of challenges. And that's taught leaders to be resilient and strong and adaptive. I mean, we've had to make a lot of plans and changes, whether it be for electricity, for water, and obviously for the communities where we operate. So I think we have a great responsibility, I think, as leaders in South Africa to do more and do more, not just for shareholders, but for the greater community and all stakeholders. The country's in need of leadership, and I think the corporate sector has got a big part to play. And so there's a greater responsibility on South African CEOs than I think in a lot of parts of the world. But I think we have great talent, and we've got to keep developing it. And we've got to also, where we need talent, like Ulrich, in terms of online expertise, we shouldn't be scared to bring it in. We should actually encourage people to help us develop this economy and country, and not just be focused on only looking at internal. But certainly I think there's great potential, and all of us love South Africa. I have no plans to leave.
Yep.
Hopefully we'll get this country going again.
100%. Continue to stay and I think it's a lot nicer here. Thank you so much, Mr. Leeming. Such a pleasure speaking to you, and looking forward to touching base with you again. But if not, all the best, and thank you for your contribution to Sun International. Tell Ulrich to be nice to us too when he joins.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having us on your show many times. You've always been very, very nice to me, so thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening further. That is Andrew Leeming, who is the CEO of Sun International, joining us this evening. And as you've heard, ready to retire, early retirement. Will still be around to ensure that there's a seamless handover till December 2025. The new incoming CEO, Ulrich Bengtsson, is a seasoned international gaming executive. So you know what we're looking forward to discussing with him. All about gaming, which is making it quite clear that that's the strategic positioning of Sun International going forward. Hospitality is one thing. They've leveraged that arm, but it's quite clear that in terms of the leadership announcement that's taken place, the results that they've published of late, and I guess just the appetite for gaming that we see in South Africa, that that's going to be a key growth area for the business going forward.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.